My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. This afternoon and throughout the summer, we're going to be featuring some music from a new series of recordings called Jazz in Paris. Now, these were released, I believe they were sometime last year, but they just keep increasing over the past few months. There have been more releases available, and they're all under $10. You can pick them up at your favorite CD store, and there are actually some fine recordings in the lot. So we're going to start off this afternoon with Stefan Grappelli from 1956. And as I said before, all these recordings were done over in Paris by many of them were American jazz musicians who simply got fed up with the States and went over to Europe and played for many, many years, as well as recording some fine music. 1956 was the year, and Stefan Grappelli made a recording in February called If I Had You. We're going to start off with that, and then we're going to follow that up with Lucky Thompson from his album Modern Jazz Group and Meet Quincy Jones. Thank you. was music from Lucky Thompson and a recording called Meet Quincy Jones, a song written by his pianist Henry Audie Renault. And Audie was part of this this band as well, the Modern Jazz Group Quartet and the Modern Jazz Group Tentet. And that's what we just heard on that last number. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're featuring some music this afternoon from the Jazz in Paris series of recordings released over the past year and a half, 2 years, and continuing to grow. And some of these are actually great recordings made in Paris, and they are all readily available. If you ever have a chance to pick them up, they're all under $10, and I find that a really good deal these days with CDs, some of them being very, very pricey, and some of the music of questionable importance. But these recordings here, I think, are very good and very important. They offer a unique perspective as to what these musicians were doing while they were over in Europe, and especially Paris, which has always been a hotbed for jazz musicians from the 1920s, going back to when Sidney Bechet used to roam around the streets of Paris and play some of the clubs there. I know Gordon has told me countless stories of some of the adventures of some of the musicians that went over to this great city. We're going to continue with some music from Donald Byrd. Now, Donald Byrd, on its first French appearance in July of 1958 at the Cannes Festival, this was the first and only Cannes Jazz Festival, the Donald Byrd Quintet had brought the house down, and yet four of its five members were relatively unknown in France. The French knew that the leader had replaced Kenny Dorham in the Jazz Messengers, and that Dud Watkins was the Messengers' bassist, and that pianist Walter Davis Jr. was still only 18 when he'd played with Charlie Parker. But as for Art Taylor, even if his name meant something to fans, it was still difficult for people to have a more precise idea of his musical qualities. Now, only Bobby Jasper was well known to Paris audiences, and the tour marked the return of the prodigal son, the musician who decided, after setting the Club Saint-Germain on fire, to truck his luck in the States early in 1956. J.J. Johnson had hired him, and then Miles Davis. Before Donald Byrd brought him into the group, he was talking to Europe, and this new tour would climax at the Olympia Theater during one of the Jazz Wednesdays that were organized there ever since the Jazz at Carnegie Hall tour, which featured the likes of Zoot Sims, J.J. Johnson, Lee Konitz, and Phineas Newborn. We're going to listen to some Bobby Jasper on this tune that he wrote called Flute Blues. And again, the lineup includes Byrd on trumpet, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Art Blakey from 1959, and that was The Midget, song written by Lee Morgan and featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Jaime Merritt on bass, and of course Blakey himself on drums. And that was recorded at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris as part of the Jazz in Paris series. And I was reading through some of the notes here, and it looks like they're up to well over 70 CDs in this series, well over that, probably hitting closer to 100. So this is actually quite a deal, and it's nice that they're releasing them around this time because there's so much jazz out there that needs to be heard, and I think this is part of the puzzle when it comes to jazz. Paris was a very important point of call for many jazz musicians, and some of the music that was made over there was actually quite remarkable and exciting. Our next featured artist is Howard McGhee, and this is the Howard McGhee Sextet from 1948, featuring Jimmy Heath on alto sax, McGhee's on trumpet, Jesse Powell on tenor sax, Vernon Biddle on piano. Now, I was wondering if he's any relation to Charlie Biddle. I'll have to look into that a little further. Percy Heath on bass, and Specs Wright is on drums. And this is a composition from Howard McGhee, and it is dedicated to my wife. It's simply entitled Nicole. Thank you. Eddie Heyman and Johnny Green wrote that one, I Cover the Waterfront, played for us by none other than Don Byas from 1952, featuring Art Simmons on piano, Byas on tenor sax, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Bill Clark was on drums. And before that, we heard Toots Thielemans from 1961, and this was Toots Thielemans, the guitarist, and his version of Talk to Me. Howard McGee starting off the last set with Nicole. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and my name is Randy McElligott. One thing I wanted to mention regarding these recordings is when you, if you decide to pick them up, they are not in your typical jewel case. There's a very, very nice gatefold that the CD is enclosed in, and every recording has a picture of Paris, a beautiful picture of Paris on the cover, black and white, so it's it adds a little more to the music and to the atmosphere of this great city. We're going to continue with some music from pianist, actually guitarist, Adi Salvador. Adi is joined with Pierre Michelot on bass, and Pierre is one of the greatest session musicians to come out of Paris, a beautiful, beautiful bassist who's played with many, many musicians over the years. And on drums, we have Jean-Baptiste Rail. And we're going to listen to Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh composition. Here's Don't Blame Me.
oh de da 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 da
Summer of 1964, that was violinist Jean-Luc Ponty with Charlie Parker's Au Préveuve, Eddie Lewis on piano, Michel Portal on flute, Gilbert Rover on bass, and Guy Pedersen on bass as well, Daniel Humer on drums, and that was taken from a recording called Jazz Long Playing, which is part of the Jazz in Paris series. My name is Randy McElligott, and I just want to mention also that we heard Michel Legrand before that with Guy Pedersen on bass and Gus Wallace on bongos and drums, recorded in 1959, and we heard a composition called Paris in the Spring, and that was a song written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revel. No relation to Morris. Here's some music from vibist Lionel Hampton from 1976 and the Vibraphone Blues.
Long time. played old drum. He don't let you down. Oh, please, Sam. Put your right foot on my shoulder, your left foot on the floor. If I don't get a pound of it, baby, I can't use you no more. Yeah. I got the blues. I got them bad, baby. If the blues was whiskey, baby, I'd stay drunk all the time, yeah. I'ma play a little bit myself now, yeah.
Beautiful tone to his playing. That was Sonny Chris from 1963 and his version of Once in a While, a composition written by Bud Green and Michael Edwards. And before that, we heard some music from Lionel Hampton. Lionel was having a lot of fun there on the vibraphone blues, and that's from the album Ring Dem Vibes. Starting off, Jean-Luc Ponty with Au Préveve from Jazz Long Playing. Dizzy Gillespie is up next, one of the great trumpet players of any era. Dizzy Gillespie, we're going to hear a composition called Just Blues, and this is taken from his album Cognac Blues. It was recorded in, I believe, the mid-1950s, according to the liner notes. And after that, we're going to listen to some music from Belgian guitarist René Thomas with a lovely, lovely rendition of My Old Flame. Thank you. Acrapelli really had that special touch when he played the violin, and that was evident on that last number that we just heard, a beautiful duet with Oscar Peterson from 1973, the Folks Who Live on the Hill, and that's taken from the album Oscar Peterson and Stefan Grappelli Quartet, Volume 2. And before that, we heard René Thomas from his album The Real Cat and My Old Flame. Kenny Clarke was one of the great bebop drummers, and we're going to listen to the Kenny Clarke Sextet. And this is a very special album. He plays the charts and arrangements of André Hodier. André was a very well-known musician and arranger in France, and influenced, I think, many of the American musicians that went over there. He had some very interesting, like I said before, arrangements that he put together, and we're going to listen to some of Kenny Clarke's versions of those right now. And this is one of them, a composition written by Milt Jackson, and it's called Tahiti. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from Roy Eldridge with Phil's Tune, featuring the late Ray Brown on bass. Ray Brown passed away this past week, and certainly untimely death. But I'll tell you, the way that he went is, I think it's the way that most people would like to go. And he went peacefully and with a legacy that was so large. Unbelievable influence that he had, not only on bass players, but musicians as well. Gus Johnson was on drums, Herb Ellis on guitar, and again, Oscar Peterson on piano. And that was from 1958, recorded in Paris, Phil's Tune. And before that, another great stylist, Chet Baker with Tenderly. Kenny Clarke before that with Tahiti. And my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're featuring the Jazz in Paris series of recordings that were made over the past 7 decades in Paris, when jazz musicians floundered the capital, that city, and played some music, had some fun, and along the way made some great recordings. Dizzy Gillespie's back with Girl of My Dreams.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to some of the jazz that was made in Paris for movies that were made in Paris over the past 7 decades, and we've been listening to some music over the past few minutes. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we have German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon with Oswin. Have a great week. Check out the Blues Fest if you have a chance to. My name is Randy McElligott, and bye for now.